back in our urban farms here at Rosie on the House. We've got Farmer Greg on the line, and we talked about an interview coming up, but we skipped past one more point on fertilizing you wanted to make before we bring in Anthony from High Creation. So hit that bullet point and get to our guest.
So to kind of round out the extreme care, we've got two more pieces. There's our granular fertilizer, and I always suggest that you use an organic fertilizer. There's all kinds of reasons for that. And fertilize on Valentine's Day, Tax Day, Memorial Day, and Labor Day. That's about every 2 months. There's two great granular fertilizer manufacturers here in town. There's Global Organics out on the west side. They have a BioFlora product, which we sell. And then Tanks has a nice organic fertilizer. So using the granular fertilizer in the basin around the tree and watering it in is really important. And with that being said, the last two summers, we've already talked about how hot they were. I have two mentors from California that have been into fruit trees forever and ever. And both of them in the past 6 months told me, Greg, the most important thing that you can be doing with your trees is foliar fertilizing. And so about a year and a half ago, we stumbled across a company here in town called High Creations. And today we have Anthony, who is the co-founder of High Creations, on the call with us to share with us what foliar feeding is. So how about if we start with that? What is foliar feeding?
Hey, Greg. Well, foliar feeding is a technique that's actually used to deliver nutrients, fertilizers, and trace minerals, and that's going to occur in a mist form. We'll talk about why it's important and what actually happens a little bit later. But some of the things you're going to need to get started would be like a delivery device. You know, we're talking hand pump, spray and hose attachment. You can even use a spray bottle. Spray bottle you have in your house, you know, that's fine. That'll work too.
So essentially what we're doing is we're taking some kind of liquid fertilizer, putting it in water,
right,
and spraying it on the trees and plants.
Exactly. You're going to want to spray the bark, the leaves, the branches. You could even spray the fruit if it's on the tree already. It's not going to harm it. It'll be A-okay.
Yeah. Well, and that's part of the what has these fruits taste so good is the nutrients. And if we're putting nutrients right in the leaves and on the branches and even on the fruit for that matter, that makes a difference.
Right. You're delivering those nutrients straight to where exactly where it needs to go. And that's what's so great about foliar feeding. It's a very fast way to deliver those nutrients. Also, if you happen to have any sort of deficiencies you're seeing in your trees, maybe some yellowing, maybe spots are dying and you want to correct that deficiency, you foliar feed. That's the fastest way to get there. That's where it's occurring. That's where you need to get those nutrients.
Go ahead, Romy.
I'm just curious about the application. So how much product, let's say we've got a 10-foot tree, how do I mix it? Is it something that you hook up the hose to it and it just pours out the correct amount? I mean, what's the application?
So I would start with the mixing bucket and your spray device. So usually I have a hand pump sprayer. It's only 1 gallon, and so I have a 1 gallon bucket. And in that 1 gallon bucket, I would use something off the Wisdom line, say for instance, Sol. Sol is a perfect example. It's a fulvic acid. It's like your ultimate companion for delivering nutrients. And something like that, you can start anywhere from 5 milliliters and work yourself up to a whole ounce in that gallon. So maybe if it's a really young tree, maybe it's 5 to 10 milliliters.
That's about a third of an ounce.
Right. Okay. Correct. That's about a, sorry, science talk there. That's about a third of an ounce. Yeah. And you'll mix it in that 1 gallon and you'll spray the entire tree as far as your arm can reach, pretty much. You know, if you got a 20-foot tree and you're only getting halfway up there, that's okay. Foliar feeding is meant to deliver those nutrients, and using something like Sol fulvic acid will help drive those nutrients to where they need to go. And, you know, to really answer your question, how much are you going to put on there? You'll spray until the leaves form some droplets. You don't want it drooping over, but you get to that point where you start to see some water form on those leaves, and that's just the right spot.
The point here is that we're not using very much.
No, not at all.
And it packs a powerful punch.
Right. And that's because of the delivery method, and that's because some of our products that, you know, we'll talk a little bit later about. But I'll dive into that. I'll let you know about some of the experiences we've had. And I think from your point of view, you've been very happy with it. Oh, yeah. I think you've seen a lot of results.
Yeah. You guys, High Creations has four different foliar liquid products, and we sell them as a bundle at the Urban Farm. And if you buy three of them, we give you one free. And Anthony was great enough. He put together a month-by-month foliar fertilizing calendar for us. So what you do every month, and that's available on our website as well, so that you know you're doing it right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And what are the four different concoctions?
So we call that the wisdom line. And I know you talked earlier about it being a new silver bullet, it's a new product, but you know, that's not what we're all about. These type of materials have existed for so long, and that's why we call it the wisdom line. We're really going back to the basics. So we have Noble Gills, which is a fish fertilizer, you know, that's been used for centuries. Mm-hmm. Why do we like fish? A few reasons. We get sardines for our fish, and they're higher in fat content. That's going to produce a better quality fertilizer. They also happen to have calcium and magnesium, something that's very important for your new tree growth, especially for that young foliage coming through. Next, we always love to talk about Essence. This is just a great product. It's kelp. I love opening up that bottle because it smells just like the ocean. But what's great about it is what's actually inside the bottle. It's straight pure kelp. It's been pulverized. It's been blended. I didn't use any harsh extractants to open up. You know, when they use those harsh extractants, they're basically tearing up the plant to get the goodies inside. And what are those? Those are naturally occurring plant growth hormones. It's something like auxins, gibberellic acid. Those type of hormones, they're going to tell your fruit, hey, it's time to grow. It's time to get sweeter. It's time to size. Something like your gibberellic acid, that's something you could spray. You know, that's something that goes great with your seed starts. That helps those roots develop. It helps feed the plant. It helps get those seeds started and going.
So I got a question for you. That's a lot of deep science talk. Where did that come from? How did you discover all this?
Well, Matt, like you said, I'm a co-founder, and Derek Zellers is our other co-founder. He's taught me, he's introduced me into this world of, you know, agriculture, because I come from a small farming town My grandfather worked on a farm, and he did cotton, alfalfa, and some sort of wheat, maybe a barley every now and then, just, you know, what they were feeling. And they just pumped, you know, salts, you know, conventional fertilizers and forever and ever. And I got introduced into organics when I met Derek's and we decided to found this company. But he's been obviously as a mentor to me, showing me, you know, how to use these products, how to apply them, what they can really do. You know, if we think about, if you look at the line and you look at heart, it's a soil amendment. That's materials almost like hundreds of millions of years old. It comes from leonardite, which is pretty much just decomposed organic matter time and time again. It's just been layered into the earth. It's come into contact with heat. It didn't get hot enough to become coal. You know, this leonardite, when you take it out of the ground, it looks like coal, but it's no burn unit. You can't burn it. You can't set it on fire. And so that's something that you'll never find in a classroom. You know, that's someone, if you're not already using humic acid, then, you know, you don't know about it because you're not using it. And if you're not using it, you don't really understand it. But once you do understand it, it's great. It's like one of the best things you could put back into this earth. And, you know, I feel some of that knowledge is just irreplaceable, and it takes years. You know, we've been doing this for about 4 or 5 years now. And, you know, I learned something new every day almost. And we just talk about the products. We work with them. We apply them in the field, and we see the results. So
nice.
Now, you had said monthly. So this is a fertilizing application practice that I should be doing every single month.
Right. Your frequency can be about 1 to 2 times per month, just depending on your tree. If you have a younger tree, you go ahead with that 1 times per month. If you have something older that's producing, that's in production, then that's fine to do twice a month. You know, that'll actually help it out.
And I have heard, so if we're doing this every month, in the summertime, I have heard if you spray your tree, you could actually sunburn it if you do it at the wrong time of the day, because of the water on the leaves can intensify the sun and you can actually burn it. So is that true?
That's absolutely correct. If you spray your trees in the middle of the day, you will burn them. You will put holes in all of those leaves. So in the summer times, we do recommend evening applications. About dusk, it's even fine to do it at night when the sun is completely down. That's probably one of the coolest times of the day we're going to get here in our summer. And that's actually when you want to be applying the products. And vice versa, we're in winter right now, so our coldest time of the day is at night. We get those lows overnight, which it's not really low compared to other parts of the world, but we do have some from time to time freeze warnings, so we'd like to avoid that. And during those times, we'd recommend you do it in the morning after the sun rises. It'll be fine in that, you know, early morning hours.
When there's a big bonus to all this, and that's the plants are a lot less susceptible to pests and disease, right?
Right. You know, we don't, and something like sole and fulvic acid, you know, we're not using any animal waste, but those products really help relieve the stress of the plant. And so when you have a less stressful plant, it's less likely to attract insects. When the plant's stressed out, it produces hormones, it gives off something that signals those bugs. And once they smell it in the air, they're going to come. They're going to eat. They find it susceptible. And, you know, you'll have pests.
And it's High Creations. That's HYKREATIONS. High Creations.
Yes. It's a pain to spell. I've done it a couple times. But, yeah, HYK. That's how we spell it.
So, and Anthony, thanks for taking your time here this Saturday morning to join the conversation and talk through the foliar feeding that, you know, like you said, it may be a new concept, but it's a very old practice. And all these are available, I'm sure, on your website, Greg, your website as well. Yep. And I'm going to have to get a sprayer just for this, because I don't have time to walk around with a 1 gallon pump on 20 different trees. So I'm going to get an industrial sprayer here.
I got a solution for you on that, actually, in the next segment.
Okay,